Shalom everyone. Welcome to our weekly conversation with Maitreya. The weekly conversation with Maitreya is open to everyone. You can raise your hand and ask your questions. Please keep your questions on topic, mission of Maitreya, eternal divine path. We ask everyone to go to our website and learn the teachings first, so your questions will be on topic. Be articulate and keep your questions in the spirit of learning and inquiry. Be a seeker and empty the cup of your previous knowing for the new wine of God. Keep the questions in the highest level. Ask about the teachings and be mindful that you are holding the energy at its highest. Questions will be taken in text also, but only one at a time. Treat the room as being in our cyber church and hearing a lecture. Please listen to the complete answer to your last question before typing another question. If you would like to listen to Maitreya's previous lectures, satsangs, we already have them running 24 hours a day in the room, Discourses by Maitreya, God's Words Continuously. Religious Groups Section. Shalom and welcome to everyone.
Shalom everyone. Welcome to the Mission of Maitreya's Conversation Room. And we hope that our member in Florida have moved from the path of Francis, the hurricane that coming to that land, and they are safe and sound, and no harm will come to them. Of course, the safest place in the world seems to be New Mexico, that God has chosen to send this revelation, and humanity should move mostly here. Therefore, there not going to be as much harm and disaster as is coming to everywhere in the world. As usual, we will be here with you for an hour and a half, and the discussion and the topic is the mission of Maitreya, the eternal divine path, and all the information you need is in the website. It's been given to humanity, and now the revelation, the mystery of God that has been hidden from humanity all this time has been revealed to man, and the revelation has been talked about, written, made tapes, audio and video of, and all the information people need to know to realize what God was doing for last 12,000 years and how history has been guided by God, creation and all the evolutionary steps that man has gone through to come to this point of human history that has been predicted that will come after the opening of the seventh seal and the starting of the coming of the kingdom of God and earth is been revealed to man. Therefore, he who will understand our teachings and this revelation has greatest grip and understanding of the truth that is been being revealed to humanity for last 12,000 years, and they can understand what God was doing, has been doing, and what will he do in the very not short time, and how eventually his kingdom will come on earth. Before coming to this room, going to our website, understanding and reading the holiest of the holies, our scripture, you will see the truth of God been revealed in all the scriptures of the world, and how all the religions of the world are a part of a greater truth, and they can be unified. As many people come to our room and say, how all religions of the world can be unified, it is impossible. Yes, for man it is impossible, for God it is not, because he already knew all of them are a part of a greater truth. Therefore, humanity now also have to see the way God looks at the things, and they should overcome their dogmas, their understanding and human desire to hang into their own belief and culture and what the preacher and teachers and rabbis and priests and mullahs and Brahmins have told them what God meant. The truth is, there is only one God. How can there be many religion? Now that question has been answered, there isn't. There is only one religion, one path, one way to God. There's not many. There's not many gods. There is one God which is formless, nameless, invisible, and eternal. And those who disagree with this, they do not have the realization and understanding that God's plan. Therefore, this room is to open you to discuss and understand these teachings in a greater degree and depth, and come here and ask questions, because the revelation is perfectly revealed to man, and there is not much left that is not clear for humanity. Of course, if you are a false finder, you can continue finding false and not accepting the truth that is clearly have come to you. But if you are the truthful one and the elect, you see the vision, you study them, and then your questions will be how I can understand this teaching in a deeper level, and instead of finding faults in the teaching, which is not, there is no fault in these teachings, and it's perfect because God is perfect. He never reveals the teaching which is not perfect, especially the last one, the seventh angel, the seventh revelation that God said that his mystery will finish. But of course, if you are too intellectual and you are always referring the word of God with the written word of man, then you will be always finding something that your intellect, you know, is not grasping, and you think fault is the fault of revelation. But the truth is, there is no fault in the revelation. But if you find a fault in this, it is really your intellect which is not going beyond that analytical mind, but going to the intuition of oneness and understanding. So meditate deeper in this revelation and teaching in God, and go beyond analytical mind, but oneness with the Spirit, and experience God instead of always trying to explain it. When you experience God, then you will know this teaching is from God, and your unity with God will be completed. The only thing really left for the mission at this point is to prepare and come together and create the facilitating body, and eventually the hierarchy from the communities of light, and then eventually when humanity reaches a point that they see their man-made systems will not work, they submit and surrender to the will of God and will join the communities of light, and the kingdom of God will come on earth. But of course, as far as humanity have not realized that, as far as man think they can create peace and unity on earth with their man-made approaches, we have no choice but to continue like a thief of the night to preach these teachings and reach those that are willing to hear it, and little by little find those who are indeed the elects and are willing to understand this vision clearly. and come to the conclusion there is nothing really worth in this earth but this revelation and following it and becoming one of it and a part of it. Then of course we will have people, they will be completely dedicated to this cause and come here and join us and work closely to facilitate the manifestation of the hierarchy from the comings of light, and eventually of course the kingdom of God will come on earth, and the man will bring the spirit of God among themselves and create an environment that God will be number one and his law and will be followed by comings of light. Because, as we know, man is a stubborn, man is willful, and they want to follow their own wills and whims and desires. And of course, what they follow will not take them to God, but it will take them in a greater degree to Maya. And of course, the more you go to Maya and away from God, the less Spirit of God will come to you, to your community, to anywhere you are, and therefore you will not be able to fulfill the goal of the life. The goal of the life is to become divine. The goal of the life is the unity with the Spirit and unity with God and creation of the environment that will help you, your family, your neighbors, your community, your nation, and earth eventually to accelerate their progress toward becoming one with God. And of course, if you resist God and let your ego come in, of course, no matter how much satsang I give, how much truth I reveal, how much revelation come to God, to you, you will not progress because you still hang into your own little world and will not let it go to become a part of God, and that of course will not work. So it is really each individual have to meditate on these by themselves and incorporate this truth in their lives to a point that they do not need any external support or stimulation or constant attention, but an individual, self-motivated individual that indeed the eternal divine path and the word of God is a part of their spirit, and no matter what happens externally, internally they are always connected with their purpose in life. You want to become divine and a part of God. For those who just came to this room, this is the conversation room for the mission of Maitreya, and we have a website that it is at the top of the room in the note at the top. You can go to that website and study our teachings, and we have been giving satsangs and discourses for last 23 or 4 years since 1982. And now this revelation is almost perfectly revealed to humanity. It is the revelation that unifies all religions of the world. We know many people say it's impossible to unify all religions of the world, but it is done. It is possible. God said it is possible. He prophesied that at the end time he will reveal teachings that will reveal his mystery, and there will be no mystery left after this revelation. And indeed, this revelation has come to man now. And what we are asking for everyone to go to our website to study our teachings, it's all there. Even this conversation or discourses we are giving now will be available in a couple of hours after 11:30. Even you can go and read and listen to this and understand what was said before. Then, of course, this room is, you come here and ask questions about these teachings and let us discuss in a very good manner together to see who is the truthful one. Is it the mystical path, Hindus, Buddhists, Kabbalists, saints in Christianity, Sufis, and all other teachings that teach know thyself to be, to know God, or there are other religions who says no one can go to God but us because we are elected one, as the Jews and Hebrews says, or Christians have the only way, no one can go to the Father but through them, or it is the last revelation, as Islam, the surrendering and submission, according to Muslim, that's the only way no one goes to Allah or God but those who are a Muslim, or it is the Baha'i teaching that it says no, basically all religions of the world are the same, they are from the same God, and they say the same thing. Do they really say the same thing? We say no, it doesn't. They do not say the same thing. Each of them have a specific message for humanity, and when you put them together, you see the whole picture. By understanding this teaching in our website, then you can come and see why it is not only the mystical path that takes you to God. Why it's not only Jewish people who are the elect. Why Christians don't have the only way. And Muslims don't have the last word. And the Baha'i teaching, a lot of it is not based on the scripture, not on the word of God. Then, of course, we understand each of them also are from God. There is only one God. If there is only one God, why so many religions? Chris is asking, why do religions hate one another? Because they do not know the last revelation of God. Because each of them are following a lot of dogmas and misunderstanding from their preachers and teachers. And many of humans are not the elect, are not the people who have been meditating and progressing for last 12,000 years. They don't have the last revelation of God. They have their ego, their separation, their culture, their understanding. Even religion, in each religion itself, they have many branches, many splits, and a lot of destructive tendencies in human. Now, in this teaching, we teach clearly what the ego is, how you can get rid of it, what teachings of each religion are, and of course, as we said many times, if humanity come together tonight and understand this teaching, we will have peace tomorrow. But of course, they will not. They are resisting, and they resist the prophets all through history. And when the prophet comes and tells them the way of God, they said, no, our ancestor is fine for us, and we do not want anything new to be added to what we already know. But if what you already know is not correct, and it's not the last revelation of God, it is not the book sealed with the seven seal, which is open now, then how you are still hanging to your ancestors and what you already know. These are the things that humanity are resisting, and many religions have their misunderstanding and dogmas. For example, you know, Christians says Christ was the Son of God, and then Muslims say no, he was not. But if they understand our explanation why each of them are correct, and if they think about it deeply and see what we say, both Christ and Muhammad would have accepted as the truth, they would not fight over that important part. Therefore, it is the healing power of this teaching which has come to man, and heals their separation and destructive tendencies that we see on earth, and it brings together humanity in a greater degree. Of course, we have to create an environment also that everybody will be treated fairly, and they will receive their fair share of God's bounty, and therefore they will start respecting one another instead of separating and demonizing each other, and therefore justifying their action as killing the other people. It's okay, because they're not from our religion, they're not from our culture, they're not following their God, and their God is better than the other people's God, and all these misunderstanding and destructive thing have come together to reach to a boiling point. And that is being prophesied, of course, by God. After the revelation of the seventh seal, there is going to be a great tribulation. The world will not come together, as eventually the great Babylon, the worldly setup, come to a point of no follower. People eventually will see clearly the man-made system, the man-made ways will bring nothing but destruction. And all those leaders at this time that are trying to create peace will eventually realize, no matter what they do, no matter who is in charge, no matter who will try to bring peace, it will not come. Because God said, the only way to bring peace is God's way. Now God's way has been given. Are the leaders reading, though, the holiest of the holies? Are they trying to create communities of light? Are they trying to create a hierarchy which comes from the communities of light? From the people, by the people, for the people? They are not. And therefore, they will continue in their selfish and wrong ways until to the point that eventually they realize they have no choice. Actually, you will realize they have no choice. It's a grassroots movement. When people, when the Hindus and Buddhists, when the Jews and Christians and Muslims and Baha'is, all little by little, understand, yes, indeed, there will be another revelation at the end time, and they are all a part of it, and let go of their own understanding, of their own opinion, but understand God's way and revelation. Little by little, they can become united. They can create the communities of light. They can create a hierarchy from the communities of light, and eventually bring the kingdom of God on earth. Create an environment that humanity will progress in an accelerated way toward unity with God. Of course, they will also reach the space, and they will have unlimited resources, therefore they don't have to fight for a limited resources on earth. With all this fantastic revelation and understanding, humanity little by little will come together, and the unity will come, and the destructive tendencies will be replaced with godly attributes and understanding and relationship. So sick, the earth is really sick. Earth is in the brink of self-destruction if God's intervention would not have come, if this revelation would not have been revealed to humanity, so they can see clearly that God indeed has been sending all this revelation, and now they can put it together. Our work is to reach out to every man and woman and let them know this teaching and bring them to realization that this is the Word of God. You know, the Quran doesn't have all the revelation of God. It itself says that I did not reveal everything. How can it be the last book and revelation by God? Of course, they say Prophet Muhammad said, I finished your religion. Yeah, he did. He finished Islam. He finished the religion that God sent to them. But she did not finish the plan of God. The plan of God is still continued with three more revelations, which has come after Prophet Muhammad, and now it is done. It's finished. Prophet Muhammad never talks about the book Revelation in the Bible. He doesn't talk about the seventh seal. Prophet Muhammad was not the lion of the tribe of Judah. He came from Ishmael and not from King David. And on and on. So that is what Muslims have to understand. Of course, Christians say, Christ said, I am the only way. No one goes to the Father but through me. So did Krishna. So did Prophet Muhammad. So did all the prophets of the God, of God said the same thing. You know, and therefore, if they expand their understanding, they realize, yes, indeed, prophets of God are the way. There is no way but them. And no one goes to the Father but through them and their revelations and their words. And therefore, okay, the question, do Buddhists have a God? Well, when Buddha came, as now Hinduism is approaching the religion, there were so many gods. Every household had a god. Every community had a god. And therefore, people were asking, what god are you representing or presenting to us? And the Buddha was just had enough of all these gods and separation that it brought in Hindu religion. Therefore, he said, don't worry about gods or God. Just know thyself, meditate, and progress in your understanding who you are. Because he knew, if they know themselves, they then knew who God was. God is formless, invisible, nameless, and eternal. It is everything, and it is also within you, your essence. If you know your essence, you know the true God. If you do not know your essence, then you take everything else as God, but the true God. Therefore, you will create many gods. Therefore, he said, don't worry about God, so know thyself. Because he just had enough of all those external gods which would not take man to the true God, that their essence. Therefore, many Buddhists concluded that Buddha did not believe in God. He said, there is no God. Of course, he did not mean that. He just meant to guide humanity to a greater understanding of themselves and the true God which is within every man and woman and child. And therefore, it is not that he did not believe in God. That is not true that he said there is no God. But he said, don't worry about them. But still, even in Hinduism, there are branches, they do believe in God. And they acknowledge God exists, and therefore they do believe God there is. So, indeed, Buddha did believe in God, but he believed in the true God, and the goal of his life was to become divine or one with Nirvana, or pure consciousness, or oneness. Therefore, this indeed God exists in Hinduism. Buddhists say they have no God. That's what I was just answering you. And, of course, if you wait until I answer one of your questions and then type, that would be easier. Or you can take the mic and you ask your question one at a time. That would be easier, so we can go one question at a time. There are branches in Buddhism even who believe in God. So there are not all the religion, all the Buddhists believe that there is no God. I'm not asking about Hinduism. Well, Hinduism and Buddhism are very close. Okay? indeed Buddhism have come from Hinduism, and Buddha was a Hindu before he became a Buddhist, but I mean who brought Buddhism, but he was of course a person, a seeker, and he followed Buddhism actually for a while, and he went to the mountain and he became naked and eat bird food and try to realize God that way. And one day he heard a boatman that he was saying that if you want to keep the boat from going, you know, being broken away from the shore, you have to touch it just correctly. If you touch it too hard, it breaks up the rope and goes away. If you tie it too loose, the knot will open and the boat will again go to the current and will be taken away. So you have to hold it to a correct knot. And Buddha realized that's what he was doing. He was knotting his life in a too tight. And therefore, from then on, he realized he should ease up in his approach to God, and he became less static and started living a little easier than he used to. And therefore, he eventually realized God in that way. Actually, his followers left him because he wasn't following the way they thought he should. And he went by himself and eventually realized God, and he find a new people who realized him in a greater degree and followed his teaching in the truthful. Therefore, we can see that even Buddha was a Hindu, and one person actually was saying Buddhism is a Hinduism which is created for experts. Because really, if you want to be Hindu, you have to be living in India. Because you worship Ganges, and you have to go and bathe there, and be there, and all that. But Buddhism, of course, took care of it, and corrected that problem. Okay, you did not, I hope I answered your question. If you still have a follow-up, go ahead and type it, or grab the mic as the open eye is gonna do. Go ahead, open eye.
Yes, salam, Mitra. While we're speaking about Hinduism and Buddhism, I have a friend at work. She's Hindu, and we'll discuss them. And she says that Hindus in general don't preach or send leaflets. They're not like that. They don't do it like every other religion. Can you expand on that a little bit?
Well, that probably is her opinion. I have seen incense that it says who made them in the back of the package and how to get in touch with them and telephone number and phone number. They do make, you know, advertisement about what they do, and actually a lot of gurus, if you pick up one of the New Age magazines, you will see they are advertising that how to get in touch with them and all that. So we have to use our own understanding of the world and what the people do, and therefore they can realize little by little that no, whatever a follower says usually is not completely correct. It is their idea, their opinion, or their way in their branches or religion that they are in. So we can see that is not completely correct. Also, this is new wine in a new skin, and preaching and reaching out and spreading the message of God is in the revelation. Before this revelation, even in the world, and God always said, reach out. You know, of course, in this revelation, the approach is education. It is reading, though, understanding this revelation in a deeper level, and helping people to see the truth in a greater degree. And of course, the people have questions. At the beginning of when they come to the mission, they probably don't understand part of it. But if the question becomes false finding, if a person is a false finder and always looking for finding a false in a perfection of God's revelation, then the question becomes cumbersome, and the person who keeps asking question about the same thing over and over, and or trying to find a fault in the teaching when they should have seen the vision, then they are not really concentrating on the vision, on the truth, but they're trying to find fault. Of course, you can find fault in everything. You can even find fault in God. Some people come and say, why God created so much suffering? When He did not create suffering, it is human who goes against His will, and therefore they suffer. And the suffering is God's problem. We can, blame Him for the situation that we have created ourselves. Therefore, when somebody asks you a question, go to our teaching, go to the explanation that has been given already to humanity. Look at around. You know, when somebody says, Hindus, don't advertise or reach out, you say, is that true, really? They don't? Then pick up a New Age magazine. Say, oh, there are hundreds of gurus there saying, here, I am, come to me. I am the only way. This and that. But, of course, then you have to ask them, have you fulfilled the prophecies? Your word is based on the word of God? Is this really the last revelation that has been prophesied by God to come? And all the questions that they have been discussing here, and eventually come to the conclusion, are they or are they not? But do they advertise? They should do. And, of course, the traditional Hindus might not have done that, but many other branches in it, especially the new movements, they do. And just like Happy, Holy and Healthy, TH people, they have advertised all over the place, and they try to attract people to come to you. So we can see this way of thinking is the way of thinking of a disciple or a person that thinks that way. That is their opinion, but it is not completely true. So, Chris' line is asking, so do Buddhists have a God? Well, I guess I answered that very clearly. Some of them say they do, and some they say, Buddha said, no, there is no God, but in truth, he never said that. Hare Krishna reached in the 70s and 80s. Yes, we know about Hare Krishna. And okay, go ahead, Chris Line, to see what is your question.
Well, back to Buddhism. Buddhism seems to be a most enlightened religion, but most of the Buddhists I speak to don't have a God. They have this kind of universal connectedness amongst all things and all people, but there is no God, there is no deity. So is Buddhism thus a form of atheism? And if so, why do you need a God?
Well, as I was answering your question, that is not what Buddha said. Yes, I know a lot of Buddhists say there is no God in Buddhism, and they don't believe in God, but that is not what Buddha said. Buddha said, don't worry about these gods, because he just had enough of Hinduism with all those gods and the separation they have created in Hindu religion. He also had enough of Brahmins that have created a layer between themselves and self-understanding and realization, and therefore he was opposed to anything is between you and knowing thyself. He never said there is no God. He just said, don't worry about them, know thyself. Therefore, he never said there is no God. Therefore, it is not a form of atheist belief that there is no God, but it is an enlightened answer from an enlightened person to his disciple to take them away from the past, which was Hinduism, to a new understanding, which God is within you. It's you. It is no separation between you and God. Therefore, he did believe that your essence is what is more important. And therefore, he did believe in... But you say, why do we need God? Do we need God? Because he has prophesied that he will do things in the history. He created this manifested world. He created humanity to accelerate their progress toward returning back to the equilibrium or Godhead. He guided the history and he promised Abram and Abraham many things and he fulfilled them. He said that it's going to be seven revelations and the last revelation will explain all the mystery of God, and he has. And therefore, little by little we have to realize there is a greater power that guiding our lives in this universe, history, man, and what is the way to respond to this greater intelligence or guiding light. And that is revealed in our revelation teachings. And the God is not in a statue, God is not a name, God, any manifestation that has the attribute of the external world is not the ultimate God. That's why we believe God is formless, invisible, nameless, and eternal. F-I-N-E, fine. And that God is the same God that Buddha was talking about. Do not be attached to this external world. Do not be attached to the images, to names, to the things that bring humanity from the greatest realization, but be attached to the essence that lives in you. And that is what God is. And of course, atheists are going to ask you, if there is God, prove it to me. Of course, they're intellectuals. They want everything to be explained to them, to be proven to them, so they can believe in it. But God is beyond intellect, is beyond mind, and cannot be explained. But if you meditate, if an atheist meditates for a long time, eventually he might experience God. And that experience, of course, will not leave any doubt in his mind that indeed God exists. It's not a matter do we need God, it is a matter there is a God. You know, we can just say, do we need him or not? But of course, according to the history, according to our teaching, that it explains that he promised many things and all that, we can see he did promise and he fulfilled them, therefore God exists. You say, no God here. Fine. If you want to believe there is no God, still you can benefit from our teachings and from creation of communities of light and following the eternal divine path. But also, in our teaching, you will see that God said he will do things in the future and has done them. If that is true, then even atheists don't have any choice, but intellectually at least believe there is a higher power that did promise these things and fulfill them. You know, just like if there is a glass in the room and you go to the room and you come a couple of hours later and you see the glass moved from the place it was to another location, you will assume there was somebody in the room. Somebody came and moved the glass from one place to another place. And therefore, you don't see the person in the room, you know, but you can prove it because the glass was moved, therefore there was some person in the room who moved the glass. And exactly in our teaching, it says, if God promised, if there was a promises in the scriptures, and he fulfilled those promises, there is a God. Therefore, clearly even atheists can understand that easily and start meditating, start closing their eyes, go deeper inside within them and see if indeed God exists. Okay, you're asking, what does God stop the suffering on the earth? Okay, see, if you had known our teachings, you know, that question would have been answered for you, because God didn't create us. We have been a part of God, we are a part of God, we will be a part of God forever. But the equilibrium or the state of beingness was disturbed in the beginning, and that is what the scientists call the Big Bang. And because of that disturbance, a part of that equilibrium separated itself from the universe and created the ego and separation that we are. Therefore, we are not created, we have the free will. And therefore, because we have free will and we fall to our desires, to our wants, attachments, to the things that external world offer us and tempt us with, and we follow them, and with misunderstanding and narrowness of the mind and not realizing the truth that has been revealed by God, little by little, human has been created so much barriers and destructive tendencies that now they have created an environment that we see so much suffering is going on. So therefore, suffering is not created by God. Suffering is created by man. And suffering can be cured and taken away by man also. And the way has been given now, how it can be done. Of course, also suffering is the very essence of creation. The state we are at is not our natural state, because our natural state is being with God, being in nirvana, being with oneness. But because we are not in that natural state, this artificial state, of course, will create suffering, because we are in an artificial life and we are not in our natural way, which is ecstasy of being in a spirit and one with the essence. Therefore, suffering is not created by God, and we have to learn our lessons. We cannot stay like a children forever and wait for somebody to come and do it for us. And therefore, we are the people who have created an environment, and we are the people who can eliminate it by understanding our teaching. A couple of questions on the board. Let me see. Do Buddhists have... Okay. Why suffering? Okay. Bishar Yare asking, what about hell on doomsday? Okay. Well, again, if that's why we are asking, everybody goes to our website and read our teaching first, and therefore you will understand and you will see that the hell and heaven, according to our teaching, is a state of mind, is not a place that you will go, as many people in many religions believe. Some people are in heaven and or hell right here and now, so they don't have to die to go to hell and heaven. And doomsday, of course, is the end time. Again, according to our teaching, there is one doomsday that is coming to man very soon. We're approaching it very fast. And the way out is the eternal divine path, our teachings, to create the comings of light and coming out of these religions and human systems which are on earth. And therefore, you will not be affected with what is happening, but you will look at the light which is coming, and you come together and create the environment that is will bring the understanding of God and His ways and the essence of God which is within all of us. Therefore, If you really want to understand your question, again, you have to go to our website and understand our teachings, and then come here, and then we can discuss our teaching in a greater degree. So there is no such a thing as a hell that we will go into. Okay, Kreslinia, I do not desire illnesses. Do not desire a hurricane. Well, the reason the illness comes is because imbalance between in human body, imbalance in environment, not high hygiene, and also illness, and the thing that brings illness is a part of nature. Nature only allows the strongest to survive. Nature allows the healthiest to continue. If it's not the strongest and the healthiest, there are devices have been created, like disease, to destroy the part that is not healthy and strong. And therefore, you become diseased, and at the old age, when people don't have as effectiveness and their body is not strong enough, of course, they eventually die. Nobody desires death. Some people do, but most people don't. So those are the natural way of nature to control the weaknesses. Just like an elk who become injured, most probably will be eaten by a wolf. That is the way of nature to clarify or clear and clean the weak, and therefore let the strong to become stronger. That is a part of evolutionary process that God has created for humanity. So that is why they are there. I know we don't desire, but what we desire sometimes does not count. Go ahead, Chris, live line.
Okay, you mentioned before that if I meditate, I will find God. Well, I'm an atheist. I don't believe in God. I've meditated. I've found peace. Oneness on the planet. But where is this God you speak of? Is he supposed to come down and talk to me? Am I supposed to hear voices? Am I supposed to see visions? Where is this God?
And that God is within you. You have reached peace. That is good. Keep deepening that peace. God is you. It's just like a mirror going around and asking, what is a mirror? People talk about the mirror, but I don't know what it is. Please show me this mirror. What is this mirror? And therefore, it cannot know what a mirror is until it eventually sees another mirror. And if the mirrors look at each other and say, oh, that is what mirror is. We both are mirrors, and therefore we can see each other. That is the problem. That is what the greatest problem in humanity is. All of them going around asking, what is God? Who is God? What is God? Show me God. But God is already within you. God already is your essence. You reach peace, but your mind is an intellectual mind, is a questioning mind. It is a searching mind for explanation. And therefore, that searching mind and intellectual mind is turbulent because it is asking questions and wanting answers to the questions that cannot be answered. God is not an explanation. God is an experience. Therefore, you have not only reach peace, but you have to still your mind. Your mind is like a mirror. It's just like a lake. Okay, as well as you're asking questions and dropping a stone in it and creating a lot of waves, God is like a moon up there. It's breaking up to millions of pieces. You cannot see the moon because the mind is so turbulent. But when you eventually stop questioning in your meditation and start just being still, then one day you might see the moon and say, hey, this is me. You know, me and God are one. Indeed, I do not exist. There is no me anymore, but only God is there. Therefore, carnal mind. It's not only preaching peace, but carnal mind. Go to our meditation room in the altar, in the same category, meditate on the universal mantra and learn how to meditate correctly, and eventually realize the stillness within and still your mind, and one day you will see, yes indeed, I was looking for something that is already there. So the answer to your question is already within you. And I cannot explain it to you. If you want me to explain to you God, if you want me to show you God, I've already done it in the process of meditation that I've been given to humanity. It will eventually take you to that experience. And when you experience it, you know, you will say, okay, great, that's it. I have no question left about God. Therefore, if you have not experienced God, either you have a religion, dogmas, or you're still looking for somebody to show you God. But nobody can. So you have to go and see and experience it. No desire, okay? Question is, okay, no God here yet. I'm God, thank you. I'm God, okay. According to many, God is a being. Well, we do not talk about according to many people. We talk about according to this revelation and this teaching. And according to this teaching, God is your essence. God is everything. There is nothing which is not God. And therefore, we don't have to really look for God anywhere. We can look at anything in the universe and see God is there, right there. There is no separation. And the only thing I can do for you is show you the way to go to God. And what you can do is go ahead and follow the way. And God is not a being. Oh, actually, you're talking about the God that's sitting on his chair up there and is always angry and sending fireballs and all that. That is not the God which is here. There is no being with a long beard sitting there and doing those things. It is a God of the nature, a God of the essence of all things he's been created with. He's asking also, I'm one with the universe, no God being here. Well, that is the ego speaking. If you were one with the universe, then you would have known our teachings in a greater degree, and you would have been here joining us, preaching and creating comings of light. And there is many people who come in our rooms and in the Paltog and say, I'm God. Okay, sure. They have no argument with that. Of course, you are with God, and your essence is the same with God. Everybody in this room is a part of God. Everybody in this room is a part of the universe. You are not that unique. No. If you are unique when you eventually realize that you have to help to bring the unit consciousness is back to God. Then you become unique. You become an elect, a person who puts his effort toward the creation of comings of light and the kingdom of heaven on earth. And if you are one of the universe, that is God. That universe is God. And there is God. If you are looking for a specific thing as God, of course, still you are not one with the universe, because you are still asking what you already are one with. Therefore, you know, sound like the believing that I am one with the universe is just an intellectual tease for a lot of people, that they say it with the word, but they are not one with it yet. Therefore, If you really want to be one with the universe, then you will be humble. You will see not only you are one with the universe, but everybody else is also one with the universe, and that humility shows that you are one with God and the universe, and your questions are already answered. He who is the humblest is the greatest in God. Are you humble? I don't know. You know, ask people who know me if I'm humble or not. But that is not the question. The question is that those who will experience God will have no choice but to do the will of God. And the will of God, of course, is that to bring the kingdom of God on earth. And therefore, we will see that humility will come from them by understanding everybody is God. That is the humility. That is the humbleness. And that is what a lot of these people who come and say we are God and all that, they don't have. Okay? That a spirit of God that will bring the beauty of God to man. That oneness and compassion that they should manifest. A lot of these people who say we are God or we are human don't have that compassion. They don't experience. If you are one with the universe, you will experience the suffering of the other people in a greater degree. You will be helping them. You will trying to create an environment that help everybody. Therefore, that intellectual, I've been there. I know how I feel. The first time I was told that I am God, it felt so good. I am God. Then I started realizing I didn't create this universe. I didn't send the prophets. I didn't send the revelation of God. How can I be God? Then I realized, yeah, I am a part of God. Essence of God is in me. The only way I can be God is if I'm one with God. If I manifest God quality. Not big ego. God doesn't have big ego. God doesn't have any ego, actually. If he had ego, he would be in the body. Therefore, I realized, yeah, I am an essence of God. I can be God, but I have to manifest God's quality. God's quality is compassion, love, understanding, oneness, creation of consciousness of light. God is not a word. God is not something I can just say, I am and I will become it. God is an experience. Therefore, a lot of people, again, in this way, have help, need help. So they realize they can claim they are God only when they are one with God, experience God, and they can manifest God's quality. If they cannot do that, then it is an ego speaking. Actually, when you are with God, you no longer have to claim you are a part of God or one with God or the universe. The other people will see that through you, and they will claim he is with God. God is with them. And therefore, we can see even atheists and those people who believe they are God, they are, you know, in a wrong intellectual understanding of God, and they have to overcome that part. Go ahead. Chris Line.
Well, you mentioned being humble as being, you know, an important thing. Well, you know, I don't have a Crestline website and Crestline followers. You have the Maitreya website and Maitreya followers. How can we be humble yet share with people and wake them up and discuss these things? Humble people sit alone on the mountaintop. People with great egos have websites and followers. Is this a contradiction?
No, not really. There is no contradiction at all. You are talking about being poor in spirit and doing the will of God. That is two different things. You think the humble person goes at the top of the mountain and just meditate, and he never does anything. Actually, that is what we are teaching, opposing. You can be humble, but at the same time be effective. Reach out to humanity, especially if you have a message from God. It's just like a United States is sending an ambassador to Russia. And the ambassador says, well, I'm really humble. I'm really, you know, don't want to, you know, show up that I am the ambassador of United States to Russia. That is big ego. You know, I'm so important that I am the ambassador. I have a message for Russian people, and I'm going to just go and get a room in Moscow and live there and never approach the Russian government. That's not humility. That is, you know, that is being poor in spirit, not being able to be effective for what you have been chosen to do. But if he goes and he gives the message to the Russian government and say, this is my government, this is the message that I have for you, and he's not attached that he's an ambassador, but understand his work is to give the message, this is humility. He's not saying, oh, look at me, I'm big ego, I am the ambassador of the United States, everybody bow down in front of me. He says, no, I have a message here, Russian government, from my government, that this is the message. I'm done. That is humility. That is effectiveness. And that's exactly what we have done. We have created the website. We have created the Mission of Maitreya organization. Those who have seen the vision have joined me as a co-worker together. And they try to understand God and His ways. Of course, I'm not saying everybody in the mission who have joined doesn't have ego. If they didn't have ego, of course, that would have been great. And that's what I'm looking for, actually, for the people, they don't have ego and they are absolutely pure channel for God's revelation and give to people. But if they are seeking to have a website for themselves, so to glorify themselves, then they are in an ego trip. Therefore, we here don't glorify man at all. We glorify only God. And I am a messenger of God, and I'm giving this message to you. So absolutely, I'm out of the way. It's between you and God. That's why the whole mission is all about. I'm not here to be worshipped. Actually, I discourage anybody who tries to worship me, because I will die. But my spirit, which is God, of course, will live on. Therefore, be attached to that spirit. Of course, don't be nasty to me. That's not good either. Don't go to two different directions. But be good, be humble, be nice. But at the same time, you know, let's work together and realize that this is the God's revelation. And the message more important than the messenger. If that ambassador gives the message, he is a good messenger. But if he goes to Russia and says, everybody bow unto me, but I'm not going to give you the message, then he is in the way and he has to be removed and send another good ambassador. And therefore, we need to be effective. We need to reach out, especially when it is the revelation from... Why God gave this revelation to humanity? If I kept it to myself and stay in one room, not hundreds and thousands and people that they know about the website and this message would have known it. Therefore, God choose from those who have the ability to spread the message to humanity, but they are doing it because they are a messenger of God. There is no ego involved in there, but absolute effectiveness for humanity. Therefore, you have to overcome your opinion and ideas, understand what this mission and teaching is. The more you get involved with the mission, the more you get involved with the teachings, the greater you see the vision, you will realize that this mission connects you to God. Of course, you say there is no God, but we show you the way to experience God. After you experience God, then God will tell you this is the vision of God, and therefore you will continue helping this vision to manifest. Baka Navi is asking, are you the Maitreya of Share International or another? Well, Mr. Kram in 1982 predicted that Maitreya will announce his presence on Earth in the spring of 1982. Indeed, he was inspired to do that. In 1982, in the spring of the 1982, was the time that we put the ads in newspapers and we reached out to humanity and we announced that Maitreya indeed is on Earth. But of course, Mr. Kram is still waiting for somebody to come from Himalayas, and he teaches many things that is not based on the Word of God and the Scripture, and he is still waiting for that to happen. And prophets of God never have come the way he said his Messiah will come, and therefore he did not recognize when indeed Messiah came and announced the revelation of God in this exact time that he predicted to come. We can see a parallel situation in history. John the Baptist came and announced the coming of Christ. And when Christ came, John the Baptist did not recognize him. Did not realize that Christ indeed is what John the Baptist was waiting for. Same thing, John the Baptist had his own idea. He thought Christ should come the way he should come. They thought he should come. But Christ, of course, came differently. And John the Baptist did not recognize him, and eventually he sent even his followers asking Christ, are you the one that we are waiting for? So we can see exactly happening to Mr. Kram. He, as a harbinger of coming of Maitreya, took ads in all major cities in the world and announced that indeed Maitreya is the Christ. We never even claim that claim came from him, and then after that he couldn't find it, he hasn't found it, and anybody will not find it. He's wasting his time and many other people's time with something which will not happen. And therefore, are we the one that Share International predicted to come? We believe God inspired him to announce the time of the our outreach. But are we the person that he expects, the way he expected? Probably not. And that's why the separation still exists between us and them. And we are hoping his follower eventually, little by little, realize this is not going to happen. His teaching is not based on the Word of God. God never said somebody will come from Himalayas who built his body for 2,500 years. God's way is always his prophets come, are born from a woman, and they stay, you know, as a regular human until the teaching or the revelation is revealed to them, and then they reach to humanity effectively and spread their message. So the conclusion should be yours to make, you know, to believe in Mr. Kram and continue with him, or eventually realize that, yes, he did say the time of coming of the seventh angel, but he doesn't have all the answers and he made mistakes. Okay, he's asking, Share International has pictures of their Maitreya. Are those pictures you? I think you are saying no. Well, if you look at the picture, actually, it's very looked like me when I was young. I have a picture from 1982. It's the similarity between the picture with the beard and all that. But were I in that place that they claim him, he was? Well, really that's not important. The most important thing is that they haven't manifest anything externally as what they claim, and therefore they have to recognize that it is not there. And if such a person exists and it is in Pakistani group in London, no, they should have provided him to humanity. And if it's not there, therefore they're just wasting their time. Even if such a person existed and they would have brought it to humanity, if he teaches the same thing as Mr. Chan teaches, then again humanity have to think twice about accepting him as the prophet of God. And if he comes the way Mr. Chan says he will come, that again is not according to the scriptures, that God has always chosen his prophets from the people, from a man who was born from a woman and will eventually recognize his mission. Therefore, you have a lot of questions to ask before you accepting anybody as the prophet of God and the revealer of the seven seas and the last revelation of God and coming of his kingdom. We have not seen him to manifest anybody. He has been telling to his followers any time now, and I don't think that any time is going to come. He is the one that he has to recognize this thing clearly and eventually give up of his own understanding and come to the scriptures and God's understanding and become one of the guided one. So there is a rift there between us and Share International. Actually, if they understand our teachings and see clearly how that unity that they long will come through our teaching, they will have no choice and say, yes, indeed, that is the way to go. So, if you are one of the people that will follow the Share International, give our message to him. Actually, many people have, but they have not responded. Go talk to Mr. Khan himself, to his follower, to his, it's not going to happen. Tell them at least, consider our teaching, read what is in said, and how the prophecies are fulfilled, and is based on the scripture of God. And maybe, not all of them, maybe some of them will be guided to see this truth clearly, and eventually give up in a fancy, you know, imagination of something that historically never happened, and it is not God's way, and it will not happen either. So, the conclusion is, there is something wrong with Share International and their understanding, and Mr. Graham's preaching, and therefore, it has to be exposed, understood, and eventually we choose the correct Maitreya, the correct revealer of the last revelation of God and coming of the kingdom. We do not want to struggle with anybody. We do not want to be negative toward anyone. We do not be opposed to any organization or people, but we seek the truth. But we have to say the truth. And it is that the truth about Share International and Mr. Cram. And we are hoping that one day he, or at least his follower, will see these teachings and revelation clearly and come back to the Word of God instead of Word of Man or imaginary, you know, explanations. So, I have no problem, have a discussion, have a place that we can all come together and discuss things with Mr. Tran and his followers. They're always welcome to our room. Everybody actually is welcome here to discuss things with us and their teaching and their religion and their understanding. But of course, coming with the humility of discussion and understanding and progress and realization instead of, you know, who is right or who is wrong. And that approach of I am wrong, you are wrong, you are I'm right, you're wrong, of course, will not be a discussion. It will be a struggle between the two groups. But coming and being open to the truth, then we can discuss things clearly with one another and come to the conclusion. Who is the correct revealer of the seven seals? Whose teaching is based on the Word of God? Who has brought the plan of God and revealed what has been sealed and hidden from even great prophets like Daniel? And little by little, we understand this is it. This is the one that all humanity longed to see, and now it is here. Okay, Bakanavi is asking, I just note that there are two groups stating a Maitreya is here. I want to know if there are two Maitreyas or one. You had indicated three angels. Okay. There is not only two Maitreyas on earth. There are many, many Maitreyas on earth. I know probably around 8-9 of them. And I have received emails from them and asking me to accept them as the one, and not me, but I have asked them if they have fulfilled the prophecies, opened the seven seals, are they the tribe of the line of the tribe of the Judah, are they gods behind them, and their word is based on the scriptures, and I never received the clear answer or no answer at all. So we have to ask this question from every person who claims is from God. And the scripture clearly says there is only one person who will come at the end time as the line of the tribe of the Judah, will open the seventh seal, will reveal this book sealed with the seventh seal to humanity. Therefore, there is only one for sure based on the word of God. There is not 2, 3, 10, 100 or whatever. But there are many people out there, they claim to be Maitreya, they claim to be Christ, they claim to be the Son of God, and on. Therefore, the criteria to know them has been given clearly. Have they fulfilled the prophecies? Are they the line of the tribe of Judah? Have they revealed the word of God exactly as the scripture says there is? Therefore, it is clearly given to you to test the spirit of the claim, and then eventually come to the conclusion which one is the corrected one. Therefore, there is only one Maitreya, not two. You say, I have mentioned three angels. Those three angels are Gabriel, Lucifer, and Michael. There are three forces in the universe that God called them angels, or powers that God worked with them. The Gabriel is the sattva guna, is the freeing energy, loosening energy in the universe, the intelligent in the universe, the guiding light in the universe. That's why the spirit of God, the Holy Ghost, that's why Gabriel is known as the revealer of the revelation to the prophets. And that's what Prophet Muhammad saw when he first received his revelation. And of course, God chooses the different ways to reveal revelation to the prophets according to where that prophet is at. If God had not revealed Gabriel to Prophet Muhammad as the revealer, Prophet Muhammad probably would never have started his mission. But when he saw the vision, he says, yeah, I saw Angel Gabriel. But what he saw was what he needed to see, so he would start his mission. And of course, Gabriel is the Holy Ghost, is the Spirit of God. It brings the revelation to the revealer and the prophet. And there is Michael. He is a Raja Guna, or energy in the universe, which makes everything move. ability to have the energy to do the things we do. If there was no energy, nothing would have moved in the universe and stayed exactly where they are. Nothing would have accomplished at all. And that is why we always see that Michael has been depicted as a warrior with a sword and energetic and in war with the ungodly and darkness. And the last one, Lucifer, is known as the shining star. It is tamaguna, or purifying force, and therefore the whole universe is created by that force, and that manifestation without the tamaguna would not have been there. And also, because it purifies the universe, it makes the mind to become more and more flesh, and therefore a lot of people fall for the temptation of this external world, and therefore Lucifer, also known as devil. It's the same, or the fallen angel. He was in heaven, he was a part of God, but because of the disturbance in the equilibrium in the beginning of the creation, a part of God was separated from the original essence. The first feeling was I know, which is sattva-guna. The second was I do, which is raja-guna, or mutative force. And the third was I have done, memory. Therefore, ego was created at that stage, and therefore the Lucifer became the fallen angel, which separated the part that was separated from the essence, and therefore it becomes devil. And it still, it tempts humanity, it purifies the mind, it makes people to fall for the external world, and they don't want to share and become selfish, and therefore the shining star became the devil itself. So these are the three angels that he mentioned in our teachings. It has nothing to do with Maitreya's, or the Messiah, or the Savior, or the Revealer, or the last revelation of God. That will accomplish with only one person. Not two, not three, none. Only one person who God will choose, has prophesied to come for thousands of years, will be the line of the tribe of Judah, will open the seven seal, will open the book with the seven seal, and it will reveal to humanity. Therefore, do not look for two or three or any, but prove it to yourself, our claim is true. If you prove it to yourself, then it is your understanding. If you saw it's not, our claim is empty, run. Don't stay around. But if it is true, then that is the way to go. That is the only way to go. If it is true, then God said this is going to happen, and this kingdom only will come through this revelation and these teachings. No other one, and therefore everything out there beside this one is incorrect and false and will not lead you to God. Because God prophesied of this coming. If it is not from God, then I leave it along with you. I come with you and say, forget about it. I want to know what God, because that is the ultimate victory, being with God. If it's not with God, then it surely is a loser. This will be the last question I will answer today from Balkanabi. Did I understand correctly that you claim to be one of the angels sent to reveal one portion of revelation, and that several angels are needed for the complete revelation to be understood? No, you misunderstood me. I hope you understand English okay. If you don't, it's all right. Just this explanation will be posted in our website in a couple of hours. And you can go to our website and download this and listen to it over and over again. And the explanation was no. This is it. This is the last revelation of God. And you don't need another angel. But prophets also are referred to as angels in the Revelation, in the book of Revelation in the Bible. That's why they are called seventh angels. But not as the three angels that I explained to you as Gabriel, Michael, and Lucifer, but as the angel that they bring revelation to God, and they are the mouthpiece of God and the revealer of the revelation to humanity. In one sense, you can see they are angel because they are the mouthpiece of God, and the mouthpiece of God is the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost bring the revelation, and Gabriel is the Holy Ghost. Therefore, they represent Gabriel, and therefore they are angel in that sense. But also they are human. They are a man, they're a regular person, when they are not connected to God, and therefore there are two states in every prophet, as a man, as the revealer of the revelation or Holy Ghost. Therefore, you can say that the prophets are representing the Gabriel, and therefore they are the same as Gabriel and angel, and they are one. But we do not need any other angels to come. There might be some other prophets come from God to humanity, not major manifestations anymore, but prophets that might bring different parts of this revelation, bring more emphasis to them, guide humanity to understanding this revelation in a greater degree, because every word in our revelation, you can write 1,000 book about it, and therefore it is not an easy revelation to understand, and it is vast, and it covers so many different aspects of human life. Therefore, it's not an easy thing to do. But there might be some prophet, but not any more major manifestation for 1,000 years. Therefore, to answer to your question, no, that's it. That is the last revelation of God. Prove it to yourself, and I hope that you will see the vision clearly. Thank you for clarification. I'm referring to teaching from about 3 weeks ago. Many thanks. Sure. And I again leave all of you to God. Be with God. Meditate on these teachings. Download the tape. Listen to it again and again and again and other tapes. And hopefully you all will see this truth clearly and will reveal it to all on earth. Be one. Be with God, and God bless. Shalom, everybody.